have you been in a conversation with someone else and all they did was they talked about themselves and they went on and on and on? And regardless of what you wanted to add to the discussion and the conversation, the person focused 100% on himself or herself. How did it make you feel? Annoyed? Disgusted? So the next time you're having a conversation with someone else and find yourself starting to talk too much about yourself, don't be that guy or that girl. We all love the sounds of our own voices, but that doesn't mean that we should monopolize a conversation. After all, true communication is a dialogue, not a monologue. It's okay to talk about your own lives, feelings, even accomplishments now and then, so that people get an understanding of who you are and you get an understanding of how they are. However, too many people do this excessively and they end up blowing their own horn. And this is to the disgust and annoyance of many people. So if you'd like to be a nicer person, then you need to stop talking about yourself all the time and listen to others. And this seems to be too difficult for some people. Often I hear people say, I just don't find most people interesting. I can't bring myself to care when a coworker is talking about his mundane week and how's it going. Or I can't be bothered or to show interest in other people's lives because their lives are too boring. If that's your attitude, then that is arrogance and vanity. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna ahabbakum ilayya wa aqrabakum minni fil akhirah." أَحَاسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاكًا. Verily, the most beloved of you and the closest to me in the Akhirat are those with the best character. And Nabi Salasim said, وَإِنَّ أَبْغَضَكُمْ إِلَيَّ وَأَبْعَدَكُمْ مِنِّي فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَسْوَأُكُمْ أَخْلَاكًا الْمُتَشَدِّقُونَ الْمُتَفَيِّقُونَ الثَّرْثَارُونَ. Verily, the most hateful of you to me and the furthest from me on the day of Qiyamah, in the year after, is the one with the worst character, the boastful, the pompous, and the verbose, the one who talks excessively. And part of that is to be talking about oneself. Ali bin Hatim radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة فمن لم يجد فبكلمة طيبة. That guard yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even if it is with a half a date, and if you cannot find it, then with a kind word. If you'd like to be a nicer person, then it's important to focus on your social skills. And for that, you need to take a genuine interest in other people. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِرْخَالُكَ سُرُورَ عَلَى مُؤْمِنٍ أَشْبَعْتَ جَوْعَتَهُ أَوْ كَسَرْتَ أُرْيَهُ أَوْ قَضَيْتَ لَهُ حَاجَةً. That to bring happiness to a believer, to satisfy his hunger, to clothe his nakedness, and to fulfill his need. That are all acts of virtue. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a great deal of interest in his companions. After the Fajr Salah, he would sit with them and he would ask them about dreams that they had seen. When anyone wasn't present, he would inquire about their condition. When someone was sick, he would visit them. So this is part of the sunnah, to show interest in the lives of others. So rather than constantly talking about yourself, ask people you meet questions to show that you're interested in them and care. Be a good listener. Ask others how their day went, about their family, about their job, about their feelings. Make a point of giving others your full attention and listening attentively to what they have to say, regardless of whether you agree with them or not. It will make you a more likable person. Dale Carnegie, in his book How to Win Friends and Influence People, says that you can make more friends in 2 months by being interested in others than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you. Being interesting is a byproduct of being interested in others.